This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health advocates warn a congressional budget bill could cause hundreds of thousands of Coloradans to lose Medicaid coverage. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Adam Fox is deputy director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. He's in D.C. visiting Colorado congressional offices. A coalition is aiming to head off cuts. One provision would increase work requirements to receive benefits, Fox says.
Things like work requirements add administrative burden for every Medicaid enrollee. Even if they are given an exemption, they have to prove that exemption.
Republicans say they're looking to make the program more efficient. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado raft maker has noticed recent challenges exporting his products. Thor Tieninge is CEO of Alpaca Rafts, which manufactures inflatable pack rafts in Mancos. Tieninge says they're still selling internationally, but new policies are creating an administrative headache.
The bigger factor that we're seeing is on the custom side of things. We are already seeing shipments requiring a ton more documentation.
Tieninge says they've been asked for more proof as to what tariff codes they're using when mailing products. Alpaca Rafts source more than 90% of their components from within the U.S. Colorado Springs has reaffirmed that it is not a sanctuary city. A city council resolution passed 7-2 earlier this week. Newly elected Councilor Tom Bailey supported it.
People who infer certain things from the wording, that's part of the problem. But support for law enforcement is not a free pass for law enforcement. Support for law enforcement is provide the resources, provide the oversight to make sure that the rule of law is something that we support in this town.
The Springs Council passed similar resolutions twice last year. The U.S. Supreme Court takes up immigration and citizenship in a case this morning. We will go there live at 8 a.m. as the justices consider what the Constitution says about birthright citizenship. This is CPR.